An open house takes place Monday afternoon at the Northeast Arkansas Children's Advocacy Center in Jonesboro. The center is one of 900 centers across the country that starts the investigative process in cases of children who have been assaulted. Executive Director Susie Cover.
Well, what happens is when a call goes into the child abuse hotline, in a perfect world, when a child is going to be interviewed about an assault, and we handle priority one sexual assault cases, that they are brought to the Children's Advocacy Center for that interview. And then it is conducted by people who are specially trained investigators or specially trained police officers to do that type of an interview with the child. And our main purpose is we videotape the interview, and the main purpose is the child doesn't have to hopefully keep repeating that story, the worst story they have to tell, to more strangers. So that's what we do. And then once the interview is completed, then we continue on with the family. If they need assistance, we'll help. We make sure that the child gets a referral to mental health if they need it. We make sure that we now have a new medical exam room open here. We make sure that is taken care of. And so we will stick with the family as long as they need us.
And Cover says the youngest child they've had in was as young as 2. They go up to 17 years old. Cover says they have a team of investigators that work on the cases.
There's a team of investigators that work for the Arkansas State Police that are all specially trained to do these specific type of interviews. And we probably have, we work in 9 counties. We cover 9 counties, so I would say we usually see maybe the same 10 or 15 investigators, and there are also members of the Sheriff's Department and the local police departments that have also had this special training, so sometimes they will be the one that will come in and meet the child here and do the interview as well.
And Cover says over 200 children came into the center last year alone. The center is set up as being very child-friendly and non-intimidating. Cover says there's a separate teen room and a room set up for younger kids. It helps provide a calming effect before the interview takes place. Cover says when the interview actually takes place, it's in a private room where everything is videotaped. In a separate room, investigators and prosecutors can actually watch the interview going on. And Cover says some arrests have been made immediately while the interview is taking place.
I've had investigators actually get up. From observing the interview, we have an observation room where a district attorney, a prosecutor, or another law enforcement agency, if they choose, can watch the interview. And we've had them get up even before it was completed to go and make an arrest. Wow. And sometimes it's because of the nature of the evidence that the child is giving. In some cases, it involves different pieces of evidence that the investigators are afraid may not be there when they get there, because the offender knew that the child was being brought in for an interview.
And after the interview, children can also go through a medical checkup in the same building, which Cover says is a help for the children. She says it has just been added.
We have a medical exam room now that after the child is interviewed, we can go in and the child can be also physically examined to make sure that they are okay, especially depending upon the nature of the abuse. There could be sexually transmitted diseases if it was full sexual contact, and then dependent upon what other nature of the contact happened or was disclosed, the child is then fully, completely examined by a professional, again, who is specially trained in this type of examination and specially trained to work with children to complete those. Until this room opened 2 weeks ago, all the children from Northeast Arkansas who were victims of sexual abuse had to travel to Little Rock to get the same type of exam. And we would set those up for them, but they would have to drive to Little Rock. So if you can imagine a child who's just told you the most difficult story they've probably ever had to tell, and then they know now they're going to have to get in a car and drive 3 more hours to meet another total stranger who's going to give them a physical exam, you can imagine the trauma involved with that trip. So we've eliminated all of that. So everything is done here all at one time. And when the child leaves here, you'd be surprised the difference than the child that walked in our door when they first arrived. And hopefully they are on the road to recovery and just getting back to the life that a child should be living.
Ankover says an open house will take place on Monday to let the public see what is taking place there at the center and to take a full look at the center. And there's going to be events that will be going on Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock. She says as part of April's Child Abuse Prevention Month programs. Ankover says the main challenge that the center faces is funding. One is a lack of funding that prevents them from being open at all hours.
Well, we had this morning, we had the challenge of trying to schedule interviews, you know, not having enough time, not being able to be open 24 hours. There are a lot of centers around the country that are open 24 hours so that an investigator can bring a child. Sometimes the child will show up in an emergency room and the interview should take place. And so, if appropriate, they're able to come to a child advocacy center. So one of the challenges for us is to keep growing, keep funding ourselves so that we can have more employees and stay open and be available to our investigators and to our children on a 24-hour basis. That would be great.
And Ankover tells how they are funded.
Funding, this center is a nonprofit, and so we are funded completely by donations and grants.
Right. So I know that in a tough economy, that's probably being a challenge too.
That is. It's a huge challenge. And the interesting thing that you sometimes even just feel bad for going out to raise money because you are competing for the same dollars maybe as many, many other organizations doing wonderful things. So and the people in this area never cease to amaze us with their generosity.
And that's Susie Ankover, the executive director of the Northeast Arkansas Children's Advocacy Center. More information on Monday's open house can be found on our website, kasu.org. Click on events.